Hello, today we are joined by Andres Cisneros to talk about the importance of whales in our ecosystem. Andres has recently published a paper on the potential economic gain that whale watching could have in many countries around the world. Not only do countries profit, but whale watching is also a sustainable way to interact with the whales. Good morning. How are you today?
I'm very good, thank you.
Apart from all the general public views of the importance of whales, how are they really important in the marine ecosystem?
They're a flagship species for conservation movements. They're an indicator for ecological things, right? Like if all of a sudden all your whales disappear outside your water, then something's wrong in that water, right? And that, I think, is very valuable to conserve, right? And other people would say they're just intrinsically important.
Why are whales so important to the marine ecosystem? What is their big role?
That's a really interesting question, because that's something that whales are a very prominent set of mammals.
Yeah.
Right? We think about them. They're very culturally important. As far as their ecosystem role, if you think about it, like they're big, right? You know, not a lot of things out there eating whales, mm-hmm. right? And for a long time, it was this mystery, like, you know, why do we even need whales? And that's something that was actually in a few papers by some Japanese researchers saying, we don't even need them. Like, why are we like worrying about them, right?
Yeah.
More recently, we found that whales are really important source of food for some key sort of species. So, for example, orcas feed on whales. I don't know if you've seen like on Discovery Channel. They're like, you know, they go in the pack and they hunt the calves and that sort of thing. Some sharks will sometimes attack whales when they're sort of calving or something. Not that important. But what's super interesting is that when whales die by themselves, they sink to the bottom of the ocean. And then you have this sort of hotspot for everything that's in the bottom of the ocean that comes in and feeds on that whale. And that lasts for 10 or 20 years.
Yeah.
Right? So first you get, you know, sharks or other fish sort of munching away and stripping away. And then you'll get crabs that are coming in and going into those holes. You'll get lampreys. You'll get hackfishes. And then finally get bacteria until there's nothing left, right? So that's a really interesting side of research that's going on right now.
So we don't even know how much impact we are doing to the deep sea?
Exactly. And the problem with the deep sea is like we're just finding out new species. Like every time they send one of these rovers down, they come back with 100 new species. So we don't even know what we did.
What kind of impact does hunting have on whale populations?
Well, for a lot of not full species, a lot of distinct whale populations did become extinct, right? So some of the right whale population and some of these became extinct. As far as the total whales percentage, you're probably going to have to look this up, but I think it's something like 20%, 10 or 20%. Like we brought them down to 10 or 20% of the original population size.
Japan justifies their whaling by saying that it is for scientific purposes. Is there any truth to that?
There has been a lot of good research that has come out of using the whale. Having said that, I don't think you need to have scientific whaling. There's a lot more techniques nowadays. We can now take biopsies without harming the whale too much and keep it alive.
Whales are important in our lives and in the lives of numerous organisms, all the way down to the seafloor. They contribute to the biodiversity of our ocean. They provide a food source for a vast variety of mysterious deep-sea species. Ask yourself, why do we continue to hunt whales when there are more sustainable ways? For more information on whale watching or the idea of whale watching potentially replacing whaling, please watch the video and read the blog post.